Guest Biographies. Sean Mayer. Sean Mayer is well known to television and film audiences for his role as Dr. Simon Tam in Joss Whedon's critically acclaimed series Firefly and its film sequel Serenity. Mayer was born and raised in New York, where he attended the Tisch School of the Arts at NYU. He moved to Los Angeles after landing the coveted title role in the Fox drama Ryan Caulfield, Year One. Upon the cancellation of that series, Mayer secured a holding deal with Fox and collaborated with the network on the well-loved series Party of Five, as well as Darren Star's The Street. With the birth of his daughter in 2007, Mayer took a few years off from acting to be a stay-at-home dad and returned to acting in the 2009-2010 season with roles in The Mentalist, Human Target, and Warehouse 13. In 2011, while playing closeted gay man Sean Beasley in 1960s Chicago on NBC's provocative The Playboy Club, Mayer used the role as a platform to come out publicly as a gay man himself. Entertainment Weekly graciously covered the story, and Mayer regards that decision as one of the highlights of his professional career. In recent years, Sean appeared in the season 2 finale of Looking for HBO, directed by Andrew Haig. He was seen recurring as Mark Sheffer, a.k.a. Shrapnel, on the hit series Arrow for the CW in 2014. Mayer won praise for his portrayal of Don John in Joss Whedon's feature film adaptation of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, and starred in the feature People You May Know. Mayer reunited with many of his Firefly colleagues for the series Con Man, which will be returning for a second season. Mayer has several projects coming out in 2016. He stars in the indie sci-fi feature ISRA 88 and stars opposite Academy Award nominee June Squibb in the short film The Visit. He continues his work in the DC Comics animated universe as the voice of Dick Grayson, a.k.a. Nightwing. Sean is glad to be joining fans and friends at Farpoint 2016 and looks forward to meeting as many of you as possible during his visit. David Gerrold. David Gerrold's work is famous around the world. His novels and stories have been translated into more than a dozen languages. His TV scripts are estimated to have been seen by more than a billion viewers. Gerrold's prolific output includes stage shows, teleplays, film scripts, educational films, computer software, comic books, more than 50 novels and anthologies, and hundreds of articles, columns, and short stories. He has worked on a dozen different TV series, including Star Trek, Land of the Lost, Twilight Zone, Star Trek The Next Generation, Babylon 5, and Sliders. He is the author of Star Trek's most popular episode, The Trouble with Tribbles. Many of his novels are classics of the science fiction genre, including The Man Who Folded Himself, The Ultimate Time Travel Story, and When Harley Was One, considered one of the most thoughtful tales of artificial intelligence ever written. His stunning novels on ecological invasion, A Matter for Men, A Day for Damnation, A Rage for Revenge, and A Season for Slaughter have all been bestsellers with a devoted fan following. His young adult series, The Dingiliad, traces the healing journey of a troubled family from Earth to a far-flung colony on another world. His Star Wolf series of novels about the psychological nature of interstellar war are in development as a television series. A 10-time Hugo and Nebula Award nominee, David Gerrold is also a recipient of the Skylark Award for Excellence in Imaginative Fiction, the Bram Stoker Award for Superior Achievement in Horror, and the Forrest J. Ackerman Lifetime Achievement Award. In 1995, Gerrold shared the adventure of how he adopted his son in The Martian Child, a semi-autobiographical tale of a science fiction writer who adopts a little boy, only to discover he might be a Martian. The Martian Child won the science fiction Triple Crown, the Hugo, the Nebula, and the Locus Pole. It was the basis for the 2007 film Martian Child, starring John Cusack and Amanda Peet. Gerald's greatest writing strengths are generally acknowledged to be his readable prose, his easy wit, his facility with action, the accuracy of his science, and the passions of his characters. An accomplished lecturer and world traveler, he has made appearances all over the United States, England, Europe, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. His easygoing manner and disarming humor have made him a perennial favorite with audiences. David Gerald was a guest of honor at the 2015 World Science Fiction Convention. He is currently completing A Method for Madness, the fifth book in the War Against the Ch'tor series. John Morton. John is best known as Dak, Luke Skywalker's backseater in the Battle of Hoth in Star Wars V, The Empire Strikes Back. He also appeared in the film substituting for Jeremy Bullock as Boba Fett on Bespin when Boba utters his famous line to Darth Vader, "He's no good to me dead." Currently, he is a regular contributor to the official Star Wars blog and the UK's Jedi News. Beyond the Star Wars galaxy, fans know John from roles in epic films like A Bridge Too Far, Superman 2, and Flash Gordon, and in the BBC television series Oppenheimer. A veteran performer, he appeared on London's West End stage and New York's Off-Off-Broadway as an actor and musician. When not acting, singing, or playing guitar, he was a lighting and sound technician affiliated with London's White Light Electrics, working on such classic productions as The Rocky Horror Show, the Royal Shakespeare Company's Nicholas Nickleby, and thought-provoking plays by celebrated playwright David Hare. A published author, John's Backstory in Blue, Ellington at Newport 56, is a behind-the-scenes look at a legendary moment in American cultural history when a performance of the great Duke Ellington Orchestra almost caused a riot at the third Newport Jazz Festival. John's plays have been produced in New York and Washington, notably his award-winning Hubris. Rigel Eiler. Rigel Eiler writes fantasy and science fiction, including Brigadoon in the Star Trek anthology Strange New Worlds 10. Novels run the gamut from Mimian, a planet where the feudalism is based on telepathic ability, to the magical history-spanning chronicles of the Patel family. Rigel loves cinema, theater, music, reading all genres, and yes, even television. Rigel worked in various capacities, stage manager, usher, props, lights, and sound techie, in a couple of local theaters, and lived in Germany for a year. To see a complete bibliography with all the covers, as well as updates on upcoming works, please visit BlueTricksBooks.wordpress.com. Ben Anderson. Ben Anderson is the author of three novels in the McGonagall Chronicles, an Irish fantasy series appropriate for all ages of readers. He has also enjoyed a variety of hobbies and activities over the years, including backpacking, rock climbing, biking, theological discussions, songwriting, playing guitar and singing in a band, martial arts, exploring mountains, valleys, and canyons, and investigating weird histories and legends. He currently lives in Maryland with his family, but wouldn't mind living in a log cabin in the mountains someday. T. Eric Bakutis. T. Eric Bakutis is an author and professional video game designer based in Maryland. His first adventure fantasy, Glyphbinder, was one of eight finalists for the 2014 Compton Crook Award, and its sequel, Demonkin, was released on December 18, 2015. His short stories have appeared in anthologies from Ragnarok Publications, MB Press, Deepwood Publishing, and other markets. Dr. David Batchelor. David Batchelor earned his undergraduate BS in physics from MIT and his PhD in physics from UNC Chapel Hill. The PhD dissertation was based on work he did investigating solar flares as part of the science team for NASA's Solar Maximum Mission spacecraft. He later was hired by NASA and has been employed by the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, since 1988. He has performed scientific research in medical physics, radiation physics, and in astrophysics and elementary particle physics at NASA. He also managed educational web software development and joined in space mission proposal writing. Currently, he is managing an atmospheric science data center. He also served as an adjunct associate professor at the University of Maryland University College, where he taught Introduction to Physical Sciences for 6 semesters. His The Science in Star Trek is the most read article about its topic on the Internet and has been widely republished. www.nasa.gov/topics/technology/features/star_trek.html. Consequently, he has been consulted on futurist topics by Wired Online, The Economist, Star Trek Communicator, The San Francisco Chronicle, National Geographic Online, NBC Nightly News, Fortean Times, and numerous other publications. His first science fiction novel, The Metal Mark Contract, was published in 2011 by Black Rose Writing. His science fiction story, The Wealth of Planets, was published last year in the Communications of the Association for Computing Machines. He and his wife, Laurie, recently celebrated their 38th anniversary. Joseph Baronato. Hailing from Hammonton, New Jersey, Joe spent 4 years as the entertainment editor of the Hammonton Gazette before returning to his roots at his family's blueberry farm. In 2014, Joe conceived, edited, and contributed to New Life and New Civilizations, exploring Star Trek comics. He and Rich Handley co-edited The Sacred Scrolls, Comics on the Planet of the Apes, Bright Eyes Ape City, Examining the Planet of the Apes Mythos, and A Long Time Ago, Exploring the Star Wars Cinematic Universe. And they have more volumes in the works. Joe's work for IDW Publishing includes the introduction for Star Trek Gold Key Archives Volume 3 and a retrospective essay for Star Trek Number 50. He is an adjunct professor with several community colleges in New Jersey and recently received a Master of Arts in Writing from Rowan University. You can find Joe at jfberenato.wordpress.com and on Twitter @JFBERENATO. Todd Blatt. Todd Blatt is a mechanical engineer, artist, and professional maker. He has been 3D modeling since 1977 and loves 3D printers and laser cutters. He currently works as head maker and VP of market direction for 3D printer manufacturer Tinkerine Studio. In May 2007, he graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Mechanical Engineering from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. From February 2008 to May 2011, Todd worked as a mechanical engineer at the Poole and Kent Corporation, designing piping systems in 3D. In November 2009, Todd founded Custom 3D Stuff LLC, an object creation company that offers consulting, 3D modeling, design services, corporate and school demos, and sales of custom 3D printed products. AutoCAD and Mesh Mixer are his software packages of choice. Todd was recruited as a founding member of a highly visible interdisciplinary design department within MakerBot to create flagship designs that showcase the full capabilities of the Replicator 3D printer. He spent 2012 working as a 3D designer and as the principal liaison with the MakerBot marketing department, responsible for integrating 3D design and printing in all marketing efforts and the launch of the first physical store. Since October 2013, he has been contracted to reverse engineer an airplane from 3D scan data at Direct Dimensions, a 3D scanning company in Owings Mills, Maryland. In November 2013, he founded Be More 3D, a 3D scanning and printing pop-up store in Baltimore, Maryland, which, among other things, offered 3D design, scanning, and printing services, and the Tinkerine Ditto Plus and Litto machines for sale. Todd is also a tournament, go, and foosball player, and loves shooting pool. He is a member of the Star Wars costumed charity organizations, the 501st and the Rebel Legion, sporting stormtrooper armor and a Wilrow hood costume. Todd is based in Baltimore, Maryland, and a member of the Baltimore Node Hackerspace. Todd Brugmans. Whether it is in book format or as a visual medium, Todd has been a longtime fan of science fiction. Having graduated in 1993 with a Bachelor of Arts degree from Keene University, he has used his skills as a graphic artist and photographer to bring his own style of art and humor to everything he has created. His artwork has appeared in several fan publications for groups like Starfleet International, the Official Babylon 5 Fan Club, and the Colonial Defense Force, a Battlestar Galactica club. He has developed award certificates and advertising material as well for these organizations, as well as several chapter logos which are still in use today. Always willing to help with worthy causes, his work has been featured for charity auctions, signed pieces of art have been made available to assist in fundraising efforts for groups like the Julian Fleming Memorial Fund and the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Todd has provided cover art and illustrations for the program books of Shoreleaf Convention in Maryland, Farpoint Convention in Maryland, and SciCon in Florida. He has served as the art director, providing PowerPoint presentations and graphics for the Starfleet International Annual Conference, and has worked with Firebringer Press to provide the cover art for Lance Woods' Heroic Park, 2012. Todd has dabbled in cosplay, having dressed as a ranger from Babylon 5, a scientist from Stargate Atlantis, and more recently as the War Doctor from Doctor Who. In addition to his intense love for science fiction, Todd also actively participates with Renaissance fairs, including helping to organize one sponsored by the Lions Club International as an annual fundraising event. He has been the lead photographer for this event for the past 2 years. He may be spotted at fairs in New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, or any one of several in his home state of New Jersey, carrying his signature wooden mallet, sporting a Scottish burr, and always his fiancée, Annie, by his side. Currently, Todd is working with a talented performer with the Renaissance Fairs to develop a comic book parodying the great bard himself, William Shakespeare. T.A. Chafin. T.A. Chafin is a computer professional who has been, at various times, a video store manager, painter, auto plant worker, bookstore manager, janitor, library clerk, and a legal case administrator. He is a published photographer, a filker, an award-winning costumer and filmmaker, and has written for Starlog, Analog, and the Star Trek comic book, and is the lead author of The Unauthorized Nitpicker's Guide to the Star Wars Saga. He has spent a total of 20 minutes in zero gravity, helped design the adult training program at Space Camp, is a scuba diver with an advanced rating, and a world traveler who has visited 4 of the 7 continents and plans to visit them all. He has an appearance in the final Pink 5 chapter, and since Stacy, Pink 5, is now canon in the Star Wars Expanded Universe, doesn't that make him canon as well? Currently, he makes his living in the gambling community, on the house end, not as a player, and continues to lecture at conventions around the country about Star Wars, Doctor Who, and a myriad of other genres. Dr. Glyn Collinson. At the dizzy age of 28 years old, Glyn is working at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, designing space plasma instrumentation to be put on a spacecraft and hurled into the deepest uncharted corners of our solar system. He has a PhD in space science from University College London and spent 4 very happy years doing a master's degree, Master of Science in Physics with industrial experience from the University of Bristol. An accomplished musician and performer, Glynn fondly remembers appearing in Oh, What a Lovely War and playing guitar in the Live Music Society at Bristol University, as well as co-founding a comedy rock pop band called Pond Life. In recent years, he has turned to folk music, writing his own songs, performing with Jennifer Cutting in the local DC band Ocean, playing solo or with his transatlantic folk rock band Waterfront. He has played at several folk festivals, including Shrewsbury Folk Festival and the Washington Folk Festival. These days, his love of performing mostly involves trying to enthuse other people about space, appearing on BBC News and The Sky at Night, and finds that it's very weird to see yourself on the telly. An avid traveler, Glynn lists Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, the continental US, Canada, Central America, the Arctic Circle, and Libya as just a few of his global highlights. He has logged over 150 scuba dives. The aviator in Glynn likes all methods of flying and has tried ballooning, gliding, light aircraft, skydiving, and someday hopes to fly into space on an XPRIZE rocket. Visit him at www.glynclinson.co.uk. Kathleen O'Shea David. Kathleen O'Shea David started working with puppets when she was 2, and over 40 years later she is still wiggling dolls for fun and profit. Along the way, she picked up quite a few more skills and careers. She has done just about everything from cancer research to rock and roll. Some of her favorite jobs have been in puppetry, theater, and publishing. With her husband Peter David, she adapted the first 4 issues of the Japanese manga Negima. She is a published writer with a Doctor Who story in the Big Finish anthology Short Trips, Qualities of Leadership, among others. She worked on Star Wars, The New Jedi Order with Shelley Shapiro. She has had a number of short stories published in various anthologies. Her costumes have won awards at various science fiction conventions, both for performance and workmanship. She has also created costumes for film and stage. She is a former employee of the Center for Puppetry Arts in Atlanta. Her puppets are in collections all over the world. She created the series Headcases with her husband. Peter David. Peter David is the husband of renowned puppeteer Kathleen O'Shea David and father to his very talented daughters. He has been known to dabble in fiction writing in his spare time. Mary Louise Davey. Mary Louise Davey is an author of hard science fiction, a form that offers validity in the correctness of detail, scientific or technical. Having a background that includes working as a chemist and then working in IT, but most of all, a love of theoretical physics, she is able to draw on that background to create reality within her fiction. The author grew up in rural Scotch Plains in Union County, New Jersey, a quaint town that provided earthly charm and adventures that fueled her imagination. This was combined with a father that first introduced Mary Louise to the night sky and the beauty of the stars, and a mother that was an English teacher at the Scotch Plains Fanwood High School and provided both a love for reading and an understanding of literature. Keith R. A. DeCandido. Keith R. A. DeCandido is mostly known as a best-selling, award-winning author with dozens of media tie-in novels, most recently the Star Trek coffee table book The Klingon Art of War, the Heroes Reborn novella Save the Cheerleader, Destroy the World, the Sleepy Hollow novel Children of the Revolution, and the Stargate SG-1 novel Kali's Wrath, and original fiction, the Precinct series of fantasy police procedurals, a cycle of urban fantasy stories set in Key West, Florida, novels and short stories featuring the Super City Police Department, and the short story collection Without a License, The Fantastic Worlds of Keith R. A. DeCandido, to his credit. In 2009, he was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the International Association of Media Tie-In Writers, which means he never needs to achieve anything ever again. His rewatches of classic TV shows, various series in the Star Trek and Stargate franchises, as well as the 1966 Batman, have been appearing twice weekly on Tor.com since 2011. He's also a professional musician, currently the percussionist for Four Point Musical guests The Boogie Nights, an editor of more than 25 years standing, working for clients both corporate and private, a second-degree black belt in karate, which he teaches to both children and adults, and probably some other stuff that he can't remember due to the lack of sleep. Find out less at DECANDIDO.net. Thomas Donnelly. Thomas Donnelly graduated from Rice University with a baccalaureate degree in 76 and master's degree in 77, both in electrical engineering. He is a retired naval officer and is currently a practicing systems engineer in the defense and aerospace industry. A lifelong fan of science fiction, Captain Donnelly taught graduate and undergraduate courses in the electrical engineering department at the Royal Military College, served in a near-term R&D billet in the Navy's Space and Naval Warfare, SPAWAR, command, and longer-term R&D in the Office of Naval Research, ONR, where he worked in the Underwater Autonomous Vehicles program. Yitz Fleischman. Yitz Fleischman, or Mr. Yitz, as his students affectionately call him, has been training in Ed Parker's American Kenpo Karate for 30 years. He has had his own body of students since 1992. He has taught students as young as 3 years of age, and his oldest student is in his 70s. He has judged, competed, and placed in tournaments on the local, state, and international levels. Yitz has taught students all over the country. He was appointed by the International Kenpo Karate Association to be the regional representative for Maryland, D.C., Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Delaware. Over the past 3 decades, he has also trained in Kung Fu, Taekwondo, Shotokan, Shorin-ryu, Hapkido, Aikido, Judo, Stick Fighting, and Tai Chi, to help round out his knowledge and skill. To further his Kenpo knowledge, Yitz has traveled as far as California to seek instructors of the highest caliber. To quote Mr. Parker, "The person who knows how will always be the student, while the person who knows why will be the instructor." Although Yitz always considers himself a student of the arts, he strives daily to increase his knowledge of the scientific art of Kenpo Karate. There is a reason he is sought out and highly recommended. He learns from his students as his students learn from him. If you have any questions or are interested in private or group lessons, then please mail info@yitzkenpokarate, yitzkenpokarate.com. Michael Jan Friedman. Michael Jan Friedman is the author of more than 70 books of fiction and nonfiction, about half of them set somewhere in the wilds of the Star Trek universe. In 1992, Friedman wrote Reunion, the first Star Trek The Next Generation hardcover, which introduced the crew of the Stargazer, Captain Jean-Luc Picard's first command. Over the years, the popularity of Reunion has spawned a number of Stargazer stories in both prose and comic book formats, including a 6-novel original series. Friedman has also written for The Aliens, Predator, Wolfman, Lois and Clark, DC Superhero, Marvel Superhero, and Wishbone licensed book universes. 11 of his book titles, including the autobiography Hollywood Hulk Hogan and Ghost Hunting, written with Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters, have appeared on the prestigious New York Times primary bestseller list, and his novel adaptation of the movie Batman and Robin was a number one best-selling book in Poland. Really? Friedman has worked at one time or another in network and cable television, radio, business magazines, and the comic book industry, in the process producing scripts for nearly 180 comic stories. Among his comic book credits is the Dark Stars series from DC Comics, which he created with artist Larry Stroman, and the Outlaws limited series, which he created with artist Luke McDonnell. He also co-wrote the story for the acclaimed second season Star Trek Voyager episode Resistance, which guest starred Joel Grey. He can be found on Twitter at FRIEDMANMJ, Friedman MJ, and on Facebook. As always, he advises readers that no matter how many Friedmans they know, he is probably not related to any of them. Dave Galanter. Dave Galanter has authored, or co-authored, with sometime collaborator Greg Broder, various Star Trek projects, including Voyager, Battle Lines, the Next Generation duology Maximum Warp, and original series novel Troublesome Minds, as well as numerous works of short Star Trek fiction. His latest classic Trek book, Crisis of Consciousness, was published in May. Alan Gibson. The writer of Diamond Comics Distributors' monthly previews catalog, Alan Gibson writes about comic books, toys, and pop culture collectibles. He occasionally writes fiction, including The Ginger Kid in Crazy 8 Press's Re Deus, Divine Tales, 2012, a tale of a pitching phenom and a long-suffering baseball team in a world where gods walk the earth, the acclaimed Star Trek short story Make-Believe in Star Trek Constellations, 2006, and the Doctor Who short story The Spindle of Necessity in Short Trips, The Quality of Leadership, 2008. He has also penned articles for Star Trek magazine. Get the latest on Alan's life and times at allyngibson, alangibson.com. Bob Greenberger. Bob Greenberger began his professional career at Starlog Press, where he created Comics Scene, then joined DC Comics as an assistant editor, working on the seminal Crisis on Infinite Earths, before switching to the administrative side of the company, rising to the role of Manager Editorial Operations. In 2000, Bob left DC for a job as producer at Gist Communications, and then returned to comics in 2001 as Marvel Comics Director, Publishing Operations. In 2002, he went back to DC Comics as a senior editor in its collected editions department. Bob joined Weekly World News as managing editor until its demise in 2007. Since then, he has been a full-time freelance writer and editor. Along the way, he helped relaunch Famous Monster of Filmland as an entity and served as news editor at ComicMix.com. He is the co-founder of Crazy 8 Press, a digital publishing hub. As a freelancer, Bob has written numerous Star Trek novels and short fiction in addition to short works of science fiction and fantasy. His adult nonfiction includes the award-winning novelizations of Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, The Essential Batman Encyclopedia, Iron Man, Femme Fatales, Del Rey, and Star Trek, The Unauthorized Complete History. He also co-authored Stan Lee's How to Write Comics. Most recently, he has published works tying into the film After Earth. First were two solo e-books, followed by A Perfect Beast, a collaboration with Peter David and Michael Jan Friedman, all from Random House. His Colonial Ranger Survival Manual was released by Insight Editions in 2013. In 2012, Bob obtained his master's degree in education and is certified to teach high school English. He is currently subbing and seeking a full-time post. Bob makes his home with his wife, Deb, and their dogs, Dixie and Ginger. Dr. Robin Hanson. Robin Hanson is an associate professor of economics at George Mason University and a research associate at the Future of Humanity Institute of Oxford University. Professor Hanson has master's degrees in physics and philosophy from the University of Chicago, 9 years' experience in artificial intelligence research at Lockheed and NASA, a doctorate in social science from California Institute of Technology, 2,800 citations and 60 academic publications in economics, physics, computer science, philosophy, and more. He blogs at OVERCOMINGBIAS.com and has pioneered the field of prediction markets since 1988. Glenn Howman. Glenn Howman is an American editor, publisher, writer of novels and short stories, book illustrator, and comic book colorist. Among his books are the e-books Star Trek, Starfleet Corps of Engineers, No Surrender, and Star Trek, Starfleet Corps of Engineers, Creative Couplings, the latter co-authored with Aaron Rosenberg. He also co-authored The Redemption Story in the Star Trek New Frontier anthology No Limits with Lisa Sullivan. Howman's short stories On the Air in the anthology Ultimate X-Men and Chasing Harry in the anthology X-Men Legends were featured on the Sci-Fi Channel's Seeing Ear Theater. He also contributed to the anthology Urban Nightmares. Howman is a columnist for Comic Mix. He also provided the color art for Comic Mix's online publication of Mike Grell's John Sable Freelance and did the cover illustration of Peter David's 2012 vampire novel, Pulling Up Stakes. In April 2011, Howman joined with Peter David, Michael Jan Friedman, Robert Greenberger, and Aaron Rosenberg in assembling an electronic publishing endeavor called Crazy 8 Press, which would allow them to publish e-books directly to fans. Visit him at glennhauman.com. Kim Headley. Kim Headley lives on a farm in southwestern Virginia with her family, cats, goats, Great Pyrenees goat guards, and assorted wildlife. People and creatures come and go, but the cave and the 250-year-old house ruins, the latter having been occupied as recently as the mid-20th century, seem to be sticking around for a while yet. Kim has been an award-winning novelist since 1999. Dawnflight, Simon & Schuster. Artwork accompanying this biography, copyright 2015, by Jennifer Donesky, created for the print editions of King Arthur's Sister in Washington's Court. Dr. Inga Heyer. Inga Heyer, Ph.D., has spent decades developing a unique expertise in astronomy communications across a variety of settings, including college classrooms, K-12 schools, informal educational settings, professional scientific journalism, and science fiction venues. Born and raised in Berlin, Germany, she completed her secondary education there before accepting a scholarship to attend Tenri University in Japan, where she studied Japanese. After later earning an undergraduate degree in astronomy and physics from Smith College, she earned a master's degree in astronomy from the University of Hawaii at Manoa and a Ph.D. in science education from the University of Wyoming. In addition to her professional work as senior data analyst at the Space Telescope Science Institute, Dr. Heyer also served as the public information officer at the Joint Astronomy Center, where she led the education and public outreach efforts. She has earned Shodan in both judo and karate, and serves as guest science blogger for StarTrek.com. Dr. Heyer currently teaches astronomy and physics at Loyola University, Maryland, and serves as deputy press officer for the American Astronomical Society. And if you have ever wondered how those beautiful Hubble images got into science fiction series like Babylon 5 and Star Trek, Inga is the troublemaker who instigated it. Heather E. Hutzel. authoress of 9 novels, including books 1 through 3 of the steampunk mystery series The Case Files, 2 novellas, a handful of documentary scripts, and a lovely little book of short stories, Heather E. Hutzel also manages to find time for school, daydreaming, costume design and construction, and working a full-time job to keep her just on the edge of sanity. Dr. Jack Ireland. Jack Ireland obtained his degree and PhD in physics from the University of Glasgow in Scotland. His postdoctoral career in solar physics began at the mathematics department at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, and then took him to the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, Maryland, as a European Space Agency Fellow, to the Osservatorio di Capodimonte in Naples, Italy, and then back to the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. His research focuses on trying to understand how the sun's corona is heated, the physics of solar flares, and applying advanced signal processing to deepen our understanding of a broad range of solar phenomena. Dr. Ireland is also co-principal investigator of the ESA-NASA-funded HelioViewer project, a web-based project that enables exploration of the sun and the inner heliosphere for everyone, everywhere. This project takes data from multiple spacecraft and allows users to combine them to make movies of features and events on the sun and in the inner heliosphere. The project won a NASA Group Achievement Award in 2015. Bob Jones. Bob Jones is a military retiree who wrote intelligence training guides and scenarios for 20 years. He currently scripts training videos at a major university. 2 short films he wrote have been filmed and submitted to various festivals, and a full-length script he wrote has been shot and is being edited for submittal as well. He also writes songs. He has a BA in Arabic from the University of Maryland and an MA in writing from Johns Hopkins. D. Krause. D. Krause currently resides in the Shenandoah Valley. He's been a cotton picker, a sod buster, a surgical orderly, the guy who paints the little white line down the middle of the road, a weatherman, a gun-toting, door-kicking lawman, a layabout, and a bus driver, in that order. Visit him at www.dustyskull.com. Mark McDicken. Professional family entertainer for almost 4 decades, Mark McDicken performs comedy magic as the eccentric wizard Flabbergast. As well as being an accomplished actor and comedy magician, Mark is also a top-notch puppeteer and balloon sculptor. Often seen as Spiffy the Clown, he has performed at hundreds of birthday parties and larger events, as well as theme parks and on cable television. At fan conventions, he has also been seen as the mad Professor Probius and the comical steampunk explorer Commander McBragg. Mark has performed puppets for such companies as Knott's Berry Farm, Keebler, and Kaiser Permanente. Back in the day of public access television, he produced his own children's show, Tinker's Toy Box. His stage acting credits span numerous community theater productions, children's theater, comedy improv, and murder mystery dinner theater. Other interests include cartooning, songwriting, and all things steampunk / atompunk. When he's not dressing up in costumes and playing with his toys, Mark is a special education teacher for kindergarten students. He has a BFA degree in drama from the University of Southern California, and a master's in education in special education from George Mason University. Mark lives with his wife and his adult son and daughter in Northern Virginia. Like him on Facebook, Flabbergast Wiz. David Mack. David Mack is the New York Times best-selling author of more than 25 novels of science fiction, fantasy, and adventure, including the Star Trek, Destiny, and Cold Equations trilogies. His first fantasy novel was the critically acclaimed supernatural thriller, The Calling. Beyond novels, Mack's writing credits span several media, including television, for produced episodes of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, film, and comic books. Mack's latest works include the Star Trek The Original Series 50th anniversary novel Legacies, Book 2, Best Defense, and the short stories Our Possible Pasts in the anthology 2113, stories inspired by the music of Rush, edited by Kevin J. Anderson, and Midnight Rider in the horror fantasy anthology Out of Tune, Volume 2, edited by Jonathan Mayberry. His upcoming work includes Dark Arts, a trilogy of secret history novels coming in early 2017 from Tor Books, starting with The Midnight Front, a World War II-era epic fantasy. James Warren McAllister. James Warren McAllister is a registered respiratory therapist living in central New York State. James's first novel, The Best Laid Plans, was selected on February 1, 2014 as a runner-up in the MarSocial Author of the Year competition, the largest competition of its type ever held on the internet. James's work takes him all over. He has been to 47 states, along with Bermuda, Canada, and Puerto Rico. James's other interests include sports, history, computers, photography, Jordan the Wonder Cat, gardening, fishing, and scale model building. James has been interested in science fiction since a friend in junior high school lent him the Lensman series of books by E.E. Doc Smith. This interest was further spiked by Star Trek and then Star Wars. In 2013, James founded Fortiter Publishing as a way to get all those fantastic fantasy and science fiction stories out of his head and onto the page. Learn more at fortiterpublishing, fortiterpublishing.com. Danielle MacPhail. Award-winning author Danielle MacPhail has worked both sides of the publishing industry for longer than she cares to admit. Currently, she is a project editor and promotions manager for Dark Quest Books and has started her own press, eSpec Books. Her published works include 5 urban fantasy novels, Yesterday's Dreams, Tomorrow's Memories, Today's Promise, The Halfling's Court, A Badass Fairy Tale, and The Red Cap's Queen, A Badass Fairy Tale, and a young adult steampunk novel, Baba Ali and the Clockwork Djinn, written with Day Al-Mohammed. She is also the author of the solo science fiction collection A Legacy of Stars, the nonfiction writer's guide The Literary Handyman, and is the senior editor of the Badass Fairies anthology series Dragon's Lure and In an Iron Cage. Her work is included in numerous other anthologies and collections. She is a member of the Garden State Speculative Fiction Writers, the New Jersey Authors Network, and Broad Universe, a writers' organization focusing on promoting the works of women authors in the speculative genres. Danielle lives in New Jersey with husband and fellow writer Mike MacPhail, mother-in-law Teresa, and 3 extremely spoiled cats. She can be found on LiveJournal, ESPECBOOKS, eSpec Books, DAMCPHAIL, DA MacPhail, or BADASSFAERIES, Badass Fairies, Facebook, Danielle Ackley MacPhail, and Twitter, at D MacPhail. To learn more, visit www.especbooks.com, www.sidehenadaire.com or www.badassfairies.com. Mike MacPhail. Author and graphic artist Mike MacPhail is a member of the Military Writers Society of America. He is dedicated to helping his fellow service members and those deserving civilians in their efforts to become authors, editors, or artists, as well as supporting related organizations in their efforts to help those who have given their all for us. www.milscifi.com. He is best known as the editor and illustrator of the award-winning Defending the Future series of military science fiction anthologies, which just celebrated its 10th anniversary. www.defendingthefuture.com. In 2015, he added the title of publisher as the co-owner of eSpec Books LLC Speculative Fiction Publishing. www.eSpecBooks.com. Visit him at mikemcphail.com. Kelly Meading. Born and raised in southern Delaware, Kelly Meading's discovery of Freddy Krueger at a very young age forged a lifelong obsession with horror, science fiction, and all things paranormal. She writes the Dreg City urban fantasy series, as well as the MetaWars original superhero series. As Kelly Mead, she writes the Cornerstone Run trilogy. You can find Kelly on Twitter, at capital K-E-L-L-Y, capital M-E-D-I-N-G, at Kelly Meading. Pinterest, Kelly Meading. Her website, kellymeading.com. Blog Organized Chaos, C-H-A-O-S-T-I-T-A-N, chaostitan.blogspot.com, and on Facebook. T.J. O'Connor. T.J. O'Connor is the 2015 Independent Publishers Gold Medal winner for Mysteries and the author of Dying to Know, Dying for the Past, and Dying to Tell. T.J. is an international security consultant specializing in anti-terrorism, investigations, and threat analysis. With his former life as a government agent and years as a consultant, he has lived and worked around the world, life experiences that drive his novels. Dying to Know was also a finalist for the 2015 Silver Falchion Award and the 2014 Forward Reviews Indie Fab Book of the Year for Mysteries, among others. Visit him at TJOCONNOR, TJOConnor.com. Mark Okrand. Mark Okrand devised the dialogue and coached the actors speaking the Klingon language heard in Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, Star Trek V, The Final Frontier, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, and Star Trek Into Darkness. He also created the Atlantean language heard in the animated feature Atlantis, The Lost Empire. The Klingon language he developed has continued to be used in the later Star Trek TV series. In addition, he created the Vulcan dialogue for Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and Star Trek III, and both Vulcan and Romulan dialogue for 2009's Star Trek. He is the author of The Klingon Dictionary, The Klingon Way, A Warrior's Guide, and Klingon for the Galactic Traveler. He did the translation for the Klingon opera U that premiered in the Netherlands in 2010, as well as the expanded version of the opera's story in Pakbath, the Klingon epic. He has degrees in linguistics from the Santa Cruz and Berkeley campuses of the University of California, and has conducted linguistic research as a postdoctoral fellow at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. He is a member of the board of the theater company WSC Avant Bard in Arlington, Virginia, and is an associate producer of the forthcoming documentary Conlanging, The Art of Crafting Tongues. Michael D. Peterson. Michael D. Peterson is the publisher, editor, graphic designer responsible for Nth Degree, a print and online zine providing quality fiction, comics, reviews, and convention coverage. NTHZINE, nthzine.com. Mike began his career as a writer-publisher in 1988 when his SF short story Dust Storm won first place in a local writing contest. In the 1990s, he wrote and published the Raven comic book series with artist R. Craig Enslin and edited and published Scene, a Virginia-based entertainment magazine. In 2001, Mike was part of the best-in-class Master Division winning presentation, Preemptive Strike, at the Millennium Philcon Masquerade. 2 months later, he started Nth Degree. In 2007, he wrote a chapter on writing for magazines for Dragon Moon Press's Writing Fantasy, the author's grimoire. In 2006, Mike, along with T. Morris and Tony Ruggiero, came up with the crazy idea of hosting a science fiction convention in Richmond, Virginia. After its 10th year, RavenCon moved to Williamsburg, and Mike is still the con chair. Other than RavenCon, Mike has also run programming for TrinocCon, been fan guest of honor for Con Carolinas and Mysticon, co-chaired a successful NASFIC bid with Warren Buff, and served as Master of Ceremonies for MarsCon. Between Nth Degree and his many convention appearances, Mike has become the East Coast's go-to guy for interviews. He's interviewed guests for Congregate, MarsCon, Mysticon, RavenCon, and StellarCon. In the last few years, Mike has interviewed a wide range of writers, gamers, artists, and actors, including Aaron Alston, Kevin J. Anderson, Elizabeth Baer, Terry Brooks, Jim Butcher, Orson Scott Card, Glenn Cook, Larry Correa, Peter David, Sherilyn Kenyon, Catherine Kurtz, Todd McCaffrey, Rebecca Moesta, Tamora Pierce, John Ringo, Michael Stackpole, Alan Steele, Bruce Sterling, S.M. Sterling, David Weber, Yanni Wirtz, Timothy Zahn, and too many more to list. Yes, Mike is an insanely busy person. If you see him at a convention, please feed him lots of caffeine and or beer. When not engaged in geekish pursuits, Mike is an underemployed graphic designer and lives in Richmond, Virginia. Jennifer R. Povey. Jennifer R. Povey is in her early 40s and lives in Northern Virginia with her husband. She writes a variety of speculative fiction whilst following current affairs and occasionally indulging in horse riding and role-playing games. She has sold fiction to a number of markets, including Analog, and written RPG supplements, some of which are available from Occult Moon Publishing. Her first novel, Transspecial, was published by Musa Publishing in April 2013. Her most recent release is the apocalyptic science fiction novella trilogy The Silent Years. She is working on an ongoing urban fantasy serial that can be found at makingfate, Making Fate, .jennifererpovey, jenniferrpovey.com. Nobilis Reed. A few years ago, Nobilis Reed decided to start sharing the naughty little stories he scribbled out in hidden notebooks. To his surprise, people actually liked them. Now he can't stop. The poor man is addicted. His wife, teenage children, and even the cats just look on this wretch of a man hunched over his computer and shake their heads. Clearly, there is no hope for him. The best that can be hoped for is to just make him as comfortable as his condition will allow. Symptoms of his condition include 2 novels, several novellas, numerous short stories, and the world's most undeniable erotica podcast. Find him on Twitter, at Nobilis, at Nobilis, at nobilis.libsyn.com, or at nobiliserotica, nobiliserotica.com. Aaron Rosenberg. Aaron Rosenberg is the author of the best-selling Duck Bob series, consisting of No Small Bills, Too Small for Tall, and Three Small Coinkydinks, the Dread Remora space opera series, and, with David Neil Wilson, the OCLT occult thriller series. His tie-in work contains novels for Star Trek, Warhammer, Warcraft, and Eureka. He has written children's books, including the original series Pete and Penny's Pizza Puzzles, the award-winning Band Slam, the junior novel, and the number one best-selling 42, the Jackie Robinson story, educational books on a variety of topics, and over 70 role-playing games, such as the original games Asylum, Spook Show, and Chosen, work for White Wolf, Wizards of the Coast, Fantasy Flight, Pinnacle, and many others, and both the Origins Award-winning Game Mastering Secrets and the Gold ENE-winning Lure of the Lich Lord. He is the co-creator of the Redeus series and one of the founders of Crazy 8 Press. Aaron lives in New York with his family. You can follow him online at GRYPHONROSE, GriffinRose.com, on Facebook, GriffinRose, and on Twitter, at GriffinRose. Suzanne Rosen. Suzanne Rosen is a research librarian for a national law firm headquartered in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For over 20 years, she has been involved with nonprofit organizations including American Jewish Congress, Philadelphia Science Fiction Society, PSFS, PhilCon, and Farpoint, as well as volunteering for cons up and down the East Coast. She is a member of the International Costumers Guild, the Greater Delaware Valley Costumers Guild, Lunatic Fringe, and New Jersey, New York Costumers Guild, a.k.a. Sick Pups, as well as the Pennsylvania Browncoats. She has also been one of the managers for the Philadelphia Film Festival. When not working cons, Suzanne participates in panel discussions, including how to run a con, basics of copyright law, internet privacy, or the lack thereof, and media panels. Don Sakers. Launched the same month as Sputnik 1, it was perhaps inevitable that Don Sakers should become a science fiction writer. A Navy brat by birth, he spent his childhood in such far-off lands as Japan, Scotland, Hawaii, and California. In California, rather like a latter-day Mowgli, he was raised by dogs. As a writer and editor, he has explored the thoughts of sapient trees, the leaves of October, brought ghosts to life, Carmen Miranda's ghost is haunting Space Station 3, Bane, 1989, and beaten the cold equations scenario, The Cold Solution, Analog, July 1991, voted best short story of the year. Sakers is a member of the Coastline SF Writers Group. He has taught SF writing through Howard Community College. In 2009, Don took up the position of book reviewer for Analog Science Fiction and Fact, where he writes the reference library column in every issue. In his day job, Don works for the Anne Arundel County Public Library. His actual job title, Library Associate, makes it sound like he gives lots of money to the library, but in fact, it's the other way around. Don lives at Meerkat Mead with his spouse, costumer Thomas Atkinson. Visit him at donsakers.com/drupal6/. Jay Smith. Jay Smith is the creator and executive producer for the Parsec Award-winning audio drama series HG World. Since 2009, Jay and his company of players and producers have been telling the story of survivors in the middle of a global zombie uprising. Now in its third season, this satellite production has featured dozens of actors across four continents, making it a production on a truly global scale. Since its debut, episodes of HG World and its spin-off series, the Parsec finalist The Diary of Jill Woodbine and The Googies, have been downloaded close to 1 million times. Inspired by the golden age of radio, Hidden Harbor Mysteries presents a story inspired by stylish pulp-era radio adventures like The Shadow, Sam Spade, The Green Hornet, and I Love a Mystery. Performed by a stellar cast, Hidden Harbor hopes to integrate classic radio storytelling with some modern twists. Jay draws from the work of Orson Welles, Arch Obelor, and looks to modern audio dramatists like Douglas Adams and Dirk Maggs as inspiration to create a rich, realistic world of survival horror laced with dark comedy and compelling human drama. Jay holds a BA in creative writing from Southern New Hampshire University and is working on his Master's of Fine Arts from Seton Hill University's innovative Writing Popular Fiction program. He attends and speaks at various science fiction and literary conventions about podcasting, writing, audio drama, and zombies. Jay is currently writing the audio drama adaptation of Ed Greenwood's novel, Hellmaw, Your World is Doomed. HG World can be subscribed to at iTunes or heard at the show website, goodmorningsurvivors.com. Dr. Barbara J. Thompson. Prior to working at Goddard Space Flight Center, Barbara J. Thompson was a graduate research assistant studying the acceleration mechanisms of energetic electrons in the Earth's magnetosphere. She moved to GSFC after completing graduate school to serve as an operations scientist for the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, SOHO. In 1998, she began working for the Solar Physics Branch and has participated in a number of instrument proposal and development projects. Currently, her primary effort is focused on scientific research and the development of the Solar Dynamics Observatory for the Living with a Star program. Michael A. Ventrella. Michael A. Ventrella's third novel, Bloodsuckers, A Vampire Runs for President, was released in 2014 to excellent reviews. He is the editor of the Tales of Fortanus anthology series, as well as the forthcoming Alternate Sherlocks series, co-edited with New York Times best-selling author Jonathan Mayberry. His short stories have appeared in various anthologies, including Rum and Runestones, Dance Like a Monkey, the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences Archives series, and the Heroes in Hell series. Michael founded Animato, one of the first magazines dedicated to animation, and he has been quoted as an animation historian in Entertainment Weekly and various books about animation. With his wife, Heidi Hooper, he runs Alliance LARP, which was started in 1989 and now has chapters all over the United States and Canada. In his spare time, he is a lawyer. Visit him at michaelaventrella, michaelaventrella.com. Dr. Ariel Vitali. Ariel Vitali, M.D., is a board-certified psychiatrist who specializes in psychiatric assessment, pharmacotherapy, and supportive psychotherapy. Ariel earned a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology from the University of California at Riverside and a Doctor of Medicine from Dartmouth College. He trained in general pediatrics as well as child and adolescent psychiatry at the University of Connecticut and completed his general psychiatry residency at Texas Tech University. Ariel sees patients ranging from ages 4 to 64 and has clinical interests in mood disorders, ADHD, and anxiety disorders, and enjoys working with LGBTQ and Spanish-speaking patients. He is a member of the American Psychiatric Association and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. Ariel grew up in the suburban wilds of Orange County, California, and is a new resident of Maryland and Howard County, where he works as a staff psychiatrist for Chase Brexton Healthcare, based out of Baltimore. Ariel's personal interests include karate — Keith DeCandido can kick his butt, though — tinkering with computers, playing CRPGs, tabletop gaming with friends, karaoke, watching live performances, and is a passionate, lifelong fan of both the Los Angeles Dodgers and science fiction and fantasy. He is an avid history buff and used to know a lot more about Project Mercury. Ariel is a member of Starfleet International via the USS Richthofen in Glen Burnie. Thanks to his lovely wife of 9-plus years, Terry Bingham, Ariel manages to also love Doctor Who, Farscape, and Babylon 5. And not only is he a doctor in real life, he also plays one in Star Trek. Howard Weinstein. After 4 decades writing lots of Star Trek and other science fiction, Howard Weinstein is writing about the past instead of the future. Inspired by high-spirited classics like Maverick, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and The Sting, Howie's upcoming novel, Galloway's Gamble, asks, can two young gamblers outfox a ruthless cattle baron bent on destroying their Texas hometown without getting themselves killed? Howie hopes this scrupulously researched, historically based Old West romp about bickering brothers Jamie and Jake Galloway will be available soon. Other historical fiction on Howie's project list: a mystery about a con man and a wrongly disgraced cop who team up to solve high-profile crimes and embarrass the corrupt police department in 1870s Baltimore, and a Christmas time travel tale set in the Great Depression. Howie's most recent Star Trek story is The Blood-Dimmed Tide in Star Trek: Mere Anarchy. Other credits include the Pirates of Orion animated Star Trek episode, many Star Trek novels and comics, and Puppy Kisses Are Good for the Soul, a charming account of life with his legendary Welsh corgi, Mail Order Annie. Howie also runs Day One Dog Training, DayoneDogTraining, DayOneDogTraining.com, using Annie's valuable lessons to help dogs and humans have the best possible life together. Dog lovers can find Howie's Life with Dogs blog at puppykissesblog.livejournal.com. Richard C. White. Richard C. White is the author of Strike Force Falcon, an e-series set in the Pacific Theater of World War II for Prose Productions, as well as 2 short novels, Full Moon Affair and The Dark Leopard No. 1, Mousetrap, and Notes in the Fog in the Charles Beckman Presents Johnny Nickel duology. His latest work, Terra Incognito, a collection of articles on world-building, was released in October 2015, and he plans on releasing a dark fantasy short story collection for a few gold pieces more in spring 2016. As a media tie-in writer, he's written for Star Trek, Doctor Who, and the Incredible Hulk anthologies. His novel, Gauntlet, Dark Legacy, Paths of Evil, was the best-selling tie-in for his publisher in 2004. Richard is a member of the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America and the International Association of Media Tie-In Writers. Additionally, Richard serves on the Writer Beware Committee. Kyle Williamson. Captain Kyle Williamson is a writer and director of short, original, and fan films, as well as an actor appearing in them. Among his current projects are the Professor O'What parody series and the Farragut Films-backed Star Trek fan film Trek Isolation. He is also a cosplay enthusiast, an organizer of charity geek events, a toy enthusiast, co-organizer of the Southeastern Pennsylvania Nerd Herd, and a published comic book writer. Take part in a special episode of Captain Kyle's Cosplay Spotlight at this year's Farpoint and view past episodes on YouTube. User Sci-Fi Geek Productions. Gregory A. Wilson. Gregory A. Wilson is a published author of both speculative fiction and academic writing and professor of English at St. John's University in New York City, where he teaches creative writing, fantasy fiction, and science fiction, along with various other courses in literature. He is the author of the epic fantasy The Third Sign, Gale Cengage, 2009. His second novel, Icarus, is being turned into a graphic novel to be published in virtual and physical forms by Silence in the Library Publishing in early 2016. And his third novel, Grey Shade, Book 1 of the Grey Assassin Trilogy, will be published by the Ed Greenwood Group in the fall of 2016. He has short stories in a number of places, most recently the Time Traveled Tales, Volume 2, Silence in the Library Publishing, 2014, and Heroes, Silence in the Library Publishing, 2015, anthologies. With two-time Hugo nominee John Helfers, he is in the planning stages for a political speculative fiction anthology with a number of well-known authors already on board. He co-hosts, with Brad Beaulieu and Mike Underwood, the critically acclaimed Speculate, the podcast for writers, readers, and fans, speculatesf.com, into its sixth year of production and with a successful Patreon. He has written three articles for the SFWA Bulletin and is a member of Codex, the Gen Con Writers Symposium, the Origins Library, and several other author groups on and offline. He is regularly invited to speak on panels, conduct workshops, and read from his work at conventions and conferences throughout the country. Wilson is the author of The Problem in the Middle, Liminal Space, and The Court Mask, Clemson University, 2007, and numerous articles and book chapters on a variety of academic subjects. He is also the lead singer and trumpet player for the progressive rock band The Road, thebandtheroad.com, soon to release its third album and follow-up to its critically acclaimed second album, Monomyth, nominated for Best Foreign Record in Prog Awards 2010. Finally, he hosts a successful Twitch channel focused on story and narrative in games at twitch.tv/ARVANELERON. He lives with his wife, Clea, and daughters, Senevine, named at his wife's urging for a character in The Third Sign, for which his daughter seems to have forgiven him, in Riverdale, New York. His virtual home is GregoryAWilson.com. Stephen H. Wilson. Stephen H. Wilson created the Mark Time and Parsec Award-winning podcast series The Arbiter Chronicles, as well as authoring Taken Liberty and several other novels and novellas set in the Arbiter's universe. His other works include the novel Peace Lord of the Red Planet, short stories for Crazy 8 Press's Redeus series, and contributions to Sequart Press's Star Wars essay collections. He has written for DC Comics and Starlog, and is publisher for Firebringer Press, whose seventh and latest book, Somewhere in the Middle of Eternity, collects tales of science fiction, fantasy, and the paranormal by Mid-Atlantic authors. Lance Woods. Lance Woods began his writing career in 1967 by penning a one-page episode of the Batman TV series at age 5. The fine works of scriptwriting heroes as diverse as Neil Simon, William Goldman, James L. Brooks, and Rod Serling corrupted him further. As a result, his published works by Firebringer Press include the short story Dead Air in the anthology Somewhere in the Middle of Eternity, 2014, and Heroic Park, a Superhuman Times novel, 2012. He also serves as the creator-writer of Superhuman Times for Prometheus Radio Theater. On the stage, he is known to convention audiences for his years with the Cheap Treks comedy troupe and the Boogie Nights. He has also had two comedy mysteries, Breeding Will Tell and Murder Case, produced by the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. In the real world, he has worked for more than 20 years writing in the comic book industry, but if he told you what he did, he'd have to bore you. When he isn't daydreaming about writing under the palm trees of Orlando, he lives far, far away from them with his wife and son in a situation comedy format outside of Baltimore. Dr. C. Alex Young. Dr. C. Alex Young is the Associate Director for Science in the Heliophysics Science Division at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. In this role, he is responsible for overseeing and coordinating the education and public outreach team for the division. He works with the EPO teams as a liaison with the NASA offices of education and communication. In addition, he works with the division scientists to promote and support their research. In graduate school at the University of New Hampshire, Dr. Young studied the high-energy astrophysics of cosmic gamma-ray bursts and gamma-ray solar flares. He joined the NASA ESA SOHO mission after graduate school as a solar astrophysicist with the Extreme Ultraviolet Imaging Telescope, EIT. Working in this area grew his interest in image processing, which he combined with his love of statistics and data analysis. It was this, with the help of some of his colleagues, that led to his establishment of the Solar Imaging Processing Workshops, or SIPWORK. Over the past 7 years, Young has helped organize and run 5 workshops and edited 3 special topic solar physics journal volumes on solar image processing. Part of what he enjoys about data analysis topics is the sharing of knowledge with the solar and astrophysics communities. This has led to his participation with the California-Harvard Astrostatics Collaboration, CHASC. Dr. Young's passion for sharing knowledge has also been fueled by giving public lectures, television and radio interviews for NASA TV, and participating in several Discovery Channel documentaries. To further this outreach, he established a Facebook fan page, The Sun Today, and the complimentary website, thesuntoday.org. There you will find links to their Twitter feed, Pinterest boards, and YouTube channel. Advertisement. Need a break from the con? A quick snack between panels? Visit the Con Suite in the Timonium Room. Hours of operation: Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Note: no food or beverages available from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Saturday. End of advertisement.